The munafiqeen, usually the hypocrites do not go to battles. So how did Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, that hypocrite leader, was in the battle with the Muslims? Normally the hypocrites always stay behind. Well, because they have missed a lot of battles, other people, you know, the hypocrites, their biggest fear is for them to be exposed, to be known by the rest of the people that they are hypocrites. So they do whatever they can to keep their, you know, themselves hidden from the rest of the people. So they used to go to small battles, like this battle was a small battle, and they would not fight. They will stay in the back. Whenever there is any fighting, they go back. So normally, sometimes, they rarely you'll find them in some battles. And that's how Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul happened to be there. But when what happened was Abdullah ibn Ubayy, that ibn Salul, that hypocrite leader, as we said, he was upset already. And normally the hypocrites will not miss a chance. Anyway, they can attack Muslims. And that's why we said they are in the lowest place of hellfire. Because whenever our enemy, they say, we are your enemy, you know that, you stay away from them. But someone who is from our own community or our friends, they're waiting to attack us with any chance they can get. That is how dangerous they are. So Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, he saw Aisha coming from far with Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal. Now, he did not want to say it out loud that, look, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ is coming back with the man. Where were they? And this stuff like that. Because he does not want to expose himself. So he wanted to do it indirectly. So what did he do? Of course, the first look, he knew that this was Aisha. And that was Safwan. He knew them. He started calling people. He said, oh, people, looks like we have visitors. So he pretended that he did not know who these two were from far. But from the first sight, he knew that this was Aisha and that was Safwan. So the people start gathering. And then he started saying, look at that, there is a lady and a man. They're coming from far. Where you think they could have been? And maybe they are visitors. Anyone can tell me who these two are? I mean, of course, there is a plan behind this. They told him, oh, this is Aisha. He said, oh, really? Again, acting as if he really did not know. And that is Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal. Then he said one sentence, and that was it. He said, I think these two spent the night together last night. That's all he said. People were there, and of course, because he attracted the attention, everyone was talking about it. In a short time, it was a rumor everywhere. People are talking about the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, some Muslims who are good, I mean, they're good Muslims, they fell for that trap. And that is, by the way, a big, huge buhtan. As we said before, when we backbite about one another, if it's something true, that's a major sin. But it's a bigger sin when we make things up and we backbite about one another. It's even a bigger sin. And it's even a bigger sin, that's like, you want to say, a third step, when it is regarding a sister's chastity and honor. That is the biggest sin ever. So Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul stopped talking about it, but the rest of the hypocrites start spreading the rumor everywhere. Even one of the companions, I'll end with this, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari was sitting with his wife. And they were talking about it. Abu Ayyub, that's one of, by the way, about the great companions of the Prophet ﷺ. He said to his wife, oh, Ayyub, you heard about what the people talking about, Aisha and Safwan? She said, yes. He said, what's your opinion? What do you think? She said, by Allah, Safwan is better than you. So if you do it, he will do it, right? Which means he can never do it. So she looked at him and she asked, what do you think? Abu Ayyub said to his wife, by Allah, Aisha is better than you. So you see, this is how the believers, the true companions of the Prophet ﷺ used to think. The weak ones or the new Muslims or people who did not have much knowledge, and this is the problem when we don't have much knowledge, they fell in the trap and they start talking about it themselves. The Prophet ﷺ did not say anything. Why? Because he's a prophet and it's his wife. Whatever he says, they will say. He's not saying it because he's a prophet. He's saying it because it's his wife. And it was a very difficult time for Aisha radiallahu anha.